Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. A former Israeli energy minister has admitted to spying for Iran in a plea bargain with prosecutors. Gonen Segev, who served in the cabinet in the mid-1990s, was accused of leaking details about Israeli officials, security sites and energy markets to Iran between 2012 and May of last year when he was arrested. Tom Bateman reports from Jerusalem.
The prosecution in Israel say that he effectively had been involved in espionage and that he had done that to damage Israel against its arch enemy. Now, the understanding is from the domestic security services that a lot of that information was actually very old. So there is a sense that it had limited value to the Iranians. It's emerged this morning that he has reached a plea bargain in which he will agree to serve 11 years in prison. He'll be sentenced formally next month.
Police in Norway have confirmed that they're treating the disappearance of a woman who's married to one of Norway's richest men as a case of kidnapping. Ann Elisabeth Falkovic Halken has been missing for 10 weeks. This report from Danny Eberhardt.
Norwegian police believe Ann Elisabeth Falkovic Halken was probably abducted from her home near the capital, Oslo. They say very serious threats have been made against her and that they have no evidence to indicate she's not alive. Police say they're recommending to relatives that they don't pay a ransom demand they've received. Reports in the Norwegian media suggest kidnappers have demanded a ransom of $10 million paid in cryptocurrency. Kidnappings are extremely rare in Norway.
There's heightened security outside the headquarters of the Electoral Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the country waits for the outcome of last month's presidential poll. The results had been expected on Sunday, but the commission said it needed more time. There's widespread concern that a disputed result could spark unrest in the DRC. Opposition parties and the Catholic Church have alleged irregularities in the vote. Police in Indonesia say that the homes of two leaders of the country's anti-corruption commission were targeted by bomb threats. The commission sharply increased the number of regional prosecutions it carried out last year, despite deep cuts to its budget. A team from the World Anti-Doping Agency is making another attempt to obtain laboratory doping test data in Moscow after Russia missed a New Year's Eve deadline to provide the information. The data could lead to the prosecution of hundreds of drug cheats. There have been calls to suspend Russia's anti-doping agency once more after WADA lifted a ban in September on the condition the data was provided. BBC News.